Halacha Gimel. Al pi amaymar tiku lahamshich sholoim boilam. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 14 in the first half of Likut Imran, which is also based on the pasuk tiku b'chodesh shofar. And Rabbein Azal begins speaking about how to be able to bring peace to the world. Ayin shom b'sefer harishon b'simin yud dalet. Look in the first half of Likut Imran, Tor yud dalet. V'haklal, basically what Rabbein Azal says there is, shetzrichin lahalois hakovoid l'sharoshoi, that we, the Jewish people, have a responsibility to elevate the kovoid. What is kovoid in the spheroids? Kovoid is malchus, melech hakovoid, the pasuk says. Where do we elevate kovoid to? We elevate it to its source. What is the source from where kovoid, from where malchus draws? The answer is shehu hayira, which is yira, which is synonymous with gevura. The word yira is bigimatria gevura. So Rabbein Azal says there that our mission is to elevate the kovoid, the malchus, to elevate it to yira. V'ikar hakovoid, the greatest and most significant kovoid for Hashem, hu lasois balei tshuva v'gerim, is to bring people who are far from Hashem close to Him, such as people that are chozer b'tshuva, or the most extreme case, gerim, person who's part of another religion, so far away from Hashem, and to bring him close. Shezehu ikur kevoida yisporach. This is the main and most important kovod of Hashem. V'efshe l'karev bali tshuva v'gerim kim al yidei ha-toira. And Rabbein Azal shows there in the Likut Imran that it's impossible to be makarev bali tshuva and gerim other than through the Torah. Rabbein Azal quotes the pasuk there, yofutsu mainoi secha chutza, spread your wellsprings outside. Chutza, outside, refers to the people who are outside, the gerim, the balei tshuva, and what do we spread to them? The mayonois, the wellsprings of Torah. The way that we mekarev of them is with Torah. Rabbein Azal explains over there, ki atalmud chacham, kishoisig batoira, shehi shishim ribu yoisiois. The Talmud Chacham, when he's in the true Talmud Chacham, when he's involved in learning Torah, which is 600,000 letters, hu ma'orer sharoshei nishmois Yisrael she'olu b'machshava tchila. Each one of the letters of the Torah corresponds to a Jewish soul. When a true tzaddik or a true Talmud Chacham learns Torah, by his saying those words, by his involvement in Torah, he turns on each one of those letters, and he thereby turns on the source from which all 600,000 neshamas receive from. All 600,000 neshamas are plugged into the Torah. The word Yisrael, which means Jew, is Rosh Tevois Yesh Shishim Ribui Oiseis La Torah. There are 600,000 letters to the Torah. So each Jew has a wire connecting him to one of the letters of the Torah. When a true Talmud Chacham learns Torah, each time he moves those letters, each time he reads and learns those letters, he's moving those wires, and he's activating the source where all the souls are plugged into. The Jewish souls, which were b'machshava tchila, which were Hashem's first thought when it came to creating the world. They're up there in Hashem's machshava, mamash in the highest place. Shehem shishim riboy neshamois keneged shishim riboy oises la Torah. There are 600,000 neshamois corresponding to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. V'chulam mushroshim ba'oisiyos ha-Torah k'dosha. And all of the souls are rooted in the letters of the Torah. V'ideize sha-Talmud Chacham ma'oirer shoresh nishmosom. And by the true Talmud Chacham studying Torah, b'kedusha, you know, the way only he can study Torah, by him turning on and shaking up the source of their souls, that causes the neshamos to be sparking each other. They're banging against each other. They're livening each other up. Gam lepoyshe Yisrael. And all of this light, all of these sparks, all of these fireworks that are happening by the true Talmud Chacham studying Torah and shaking up the letters. And the letters are wires that are attached to the neshamas. So he's shaking up all of those neshamas and there's all kinds of light flowing. Some of that light goes to the poyshe Yisrael, the worst sinners, the choyzer b'tshuva, and it helps them be zeicha to return in tshuva. Vaydeze noilodin gam nishmois geirim, and that also brings about the birth of the souls of geirim, of converts. Rabbi Nizal explains this in much more detail over there in Torah Yud Dalet in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. Ve'elu habalei tshuva v'geirim heim bechinas palga. Rabbi Nizal over there quotes a Gemara where the Gemara uses the term palga, and palga means half. And Rabbi Nizal says palga refers to the geirim and balei tshuva. They're half. They're not whole yet. They're just coming in. They're coming and joining. So they don't come with a full, you know, they come in as half. Kitzrichin yegiois rabois. Because it takes tremendous effort for a Baal Tshuva to come and join Klal Yisrael, for him to be able to really become a full-fledged member with doing all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. V'yesh lohem menios rabois koidem shemafshitin habegodem atzoyim. And they have many obstacles and difficulties before they're able to remove from themselves their filthy clothing, the garments that are stained with sins, with all kinds of tumah and everything, which block that individual from the Kedusha in a very big way. Those soiled garments are a major mechitza, a major blockage from preventing the person to really connect fully to the Kedusha. Aval neshamois shel b'nei ha-Talmud Chacham u'amiti, whereas the souls of the children of the true Talmud Chacham, shezocho lo'ira sharoshi neshamos ma'achshav atchila, whereby this true Talmud Chacham, through his study of Torah, he was zeicha to activate, to turn on the source of all of those souls, heim neshamos behirois vezakois. Those are souls that shine very brightly. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran Torah Yudalit, where Rabbi Nizal explains all of this very well. Ukishemale es hakovoid, and when a Jew is involved in elevating the kovoid, tzorech lachziroi l'sharoshoi, he has to return the kovoid to its roots, to its source. Shehi hayira, which is yira. V'alkein tzorech lechabeid Yirei Hashem. And one of the ways that you do that is by showing proper respect to those who have true fear of Hashem. To be mechabed Yirei Hashem. To attach the kavod to Yira. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. He shows the proper respect for Yirei Hashem. Kishom Shoyre Shakovit Kanal, because as we learned earlier, Yira is the source of Kovoid. Yira corresponds to Gevura, and the light of Kovoid, the light of Malchus, originates in Gevura. V'achshov, nowadays, today, HaKovoid Bagolus, the true Kovoid, the Kovoid of Hashem, the Kovoid of the Shechina, the Kovoid of the true Tzadikim, the Kovoid of the Jewish people, is in Golus. It's an exile. It's downtrodden. Ki yesh lohem kol hakavod. Because they have all the kavod. The other side, the sitrachra, the goyim, they seem to be running the world. The great superpowers, America, Russia, they seem to be running the whole world. They seem to be the most respected nations. Ulasid, in the future, kishayachzor hakovoid el hakedusha liYisrael, when the kovoid will return to the domain of holiness to the Jewish people, oz yiskayim, then will be fulfilled the posuk v'ho'oretz heira mechvoidoi, that the land, the world, will shine from Hashem's kovoid. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study Torah Yudalit and Likutei Moran well, so that you'll have a proper introduction to this halacha.